Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever had the state troopers or the county sheriff or the local police to stop you and to ask you to go somewhere to have the mud washed off your headlights? I have never had that experience, but I have friends who have. Some of my acquaintances and friends have four-wheelers and delight in seeing how much mud they can get on their vehicles. The headlights on their trucks or cars can hardly be seen because of the dirt. Is it possible that our neighbors, friends, and fellow workers cannot see Christ living in us because of our immoral conduct? Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all who are in the house." Matthew 5:14-15. We can just as surely obscure our Christian light by our ungodly behavior as the mud on the headlights of an automobile hides the light and makes driving dangerous. How do Christians hide their light? We can stay inside our church buildings and not reach out into the community to touch the lives of the downtrodden, the discouraged, and the lost. We can also hide our light by failing to speak on our convictions regarding abortion, sexual promiscuity, including homosexuality, gambling, and other evils. We may think other people know where we stand on these issues, but how can they know if we do not speak out against them? Do Christians not understand that silence can be sinful? I know you understand how needful it is in our world to be honest, sincere, and pure. But these attributes, as valuable as they are not adequate. They certainly are a good starting point. But we need to go beyond these, or to build upon these to wield a positive influence for making our communities better places to rear our children. We have to be out in the world and take an active role in combating evil and in promoting good. Why do we allow the humanists, the agnostics, and the immoral to set the tone of many of our communities? Can we not see the final result of failing to stand up for truth and righteousness? Jesus commanded his immediate disciples and us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:16. Just as we put a light on a lampstand so that all may see it, we must let our light shine in such a way that men may glorify our Heavenly Father. Our goal, as ought to be obvious, is not to glorify ourselves by our conduct, but to glorify God. That was Christ's goal as he lived among men. "I do always those things which please him." John 8:29. It must always be our goal. "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. I'm not saying to you that your friends and family members are going to turn to God just because they see good works in your life. Thousands of men and women saw our Lord's miracles, knew of the good he did to hundreds and hundreds of people, observed his sinless life, and were familiar with his compassionate attitude toward all people. But not everyone who knew Christ's good works turned to glorify the God who sent him. There are always people who reject good works and a good life, but at least we are heading in the right direction. We are to honor God every day by our lives. My friends, we thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.